My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think we have three guys that I would want on my team every day of the week. And they've been able to win. And I'm sorry, I think it's a credit to the front office. And these guys have done a great job. It's credit to development. They've done a great job of putting a competitive team on the field year after year after year. And in this year, which I think with Terry Francona not being here, everybody kind of thought, well, okay, let's see what this rebuild's all about. Well, there was no rebuild. Oddly enough, there was no rebuild.
Was it a philosophical rebuild by taking a longtime manager? And then, I mean, he decided to step away. I'm not saying that by taking that and then coming up with someone who no one expected to be a manager for the Guardians. I mean, no one. Who would have called the Stephen Vogt? Nobody. I didn't hear anybody talking about him.
When it came up, everybody was like, really? Okay. Great.
All right, so why do you think this is? Why do you think, like, I'll give you the whole psyche thing. Like, so we'll talk about that, okay? And, you know, we talked about this before the show, too. So is it a fan's perspective? Is it a media perspective on this team? Is it, you know, why is it the way it is for the Guardians that, you know, when they're down, everybody likes to pile on. And when they're up, people are kind of like, oh, okay, well, that's pretty cool. Let's see if they can keep it up. That I don't know the confidence is necessarily there. But if you look at the way they played out the season, second half in particular, you know, you start the second half of the season, you beat San Diego once, then you lose three. You beat Detroit twice, then you lose one, but then you come back and then you take two from Philly. Then you take two from Detroit. Then you split a four-game series with Baltimore. Then you hit this losing streak that ended with Baltimore with those two games there, and then you didn't see another win from – your last win was August 2nd. Next time you find another win is August 10th. And then you go on to win five in a row. Then you lose three in a row. Then you win one, three, two. You know, but just back and forth to where the point is, it's just it is truly a roller coaster the second half of the season, where the consistency of winning seemed to become a little bit easier in the first half of the season. Why is it that we think the way we do about the Guardians?
Well, I think people think differently about the Guardians. I think some people will forever think the organization is cheap. I think the organization is smart. You know, just because you spend money doesn't mean you spend it well. Do I wish this front office had an unlimited budget? Darn right I do. I think they'd be terrific. I think what I do know is that they know how to build an organization under the circumstances that they work in. And as I've always said, if I owned a team, I would run it the way the Dolans do. And I mean, throwing money at stuff like absolute crazy, that's not necessarily good business. And
define what you're trying to say. This is one of those moments where I normally would say something for you.
We know in town that this team doesn't have the same resources that the Dodgers have, that the Yankees have. Hasn't kept our team from being wildly competitive. And to be perfectly honest, Andy, I like it better. I'm not typical. You know, I don't need a championship to make me really like my team. I wish we had one. I haven't had a baseball championship in my lifetime, but I wish we had one. But man, I love watching the team. I love watching how they work. I love watching how they build a team. And I give them credit. And it goes all the way back to when Hank Peters and John Hart started this thing. And it's been continuous. And I just think it's wildly impressive. And I give them a ton of credit. Do I want them to win? Sure I do. If they don't, am I going to be mad? No. And look what they've done this year. Look at this team. I mean, you said there are three guys on this team who are big-time guys. And you know what? I can't disagree with you. And yet they're winning. I just, their bullpen is lights out. They build a part of the team that you can do economically, but you can't miss. And they didn't miss. I mean, these guys, the front office of this team deserves so much more credit than it gets. And it deserves almost none of the grief that it sometimes gets.
Last night, did we find the formula for success for the stretch run here?
Yeah, but I think that's the case for every team. You get good starting pitching and some hitting from guys who aren't your stud players, you're going to win games. I mean, that happens. But we've grown accustomed to that here in town, Andy. We've grown accustomed to having really good starting pitching. Well, we haven't had that this year. You know, there's what, one guy who was a starting pitcher for this team at the beginning of the year? One. And that's Tanner Bibee.
Yeah,
nobody thought Ben Lively would be a key part of this team. Matthew Cobb and Alex, or Matthew Boyd and Alex Cobb were guys on other teams. Boyd didn't even have a team. And Gavin Williams was hurt.
Yeah.
One starting pitcher now started the season in the rotation. And yet, look what's happened.
No, they've done a nice job. I don't know. It's hard not. I think they're a very likable team. You know, you watch the way they play.
And, easy to root for.
Yeah, they are easy to root for because, like we said, this isn't a team, you know, chock full of superstars. And your biggest superstar is a guy that wanted to be here and was willing to take less money to be a part of the team, which will make him a superhero when it's all said and done. Which is probably statue worthy when it's all said and done. And maybe, you know, he can be one of the guys that finds the end of the rainbow here. And can help this team try to, you know, not only get into the playoffs, but advance to as close as they were against the Cubs a couple years ago, where we just kind of close our eyes and wish the rain never fell. So I look at this team. I look at where they are. They're up and down. They're a lot of fun to watch. When they're winning, they're really fun. But I tell you, last week, you know, when they were hanging on to a share of the lead and not even they were behind percentage points wise. And then to see what's happened, Kansas City gets an injury here or there, and then all of a sudden Kansas City goes on the slide. As we've said the whole time, keep your eyes out for Minnesota, and Minnesota's, you know, behind you, but now you've got this series with Minnesota coming up where, you know, you're what? That's like right towards the end of the season. So that's September 16th through the 19th when they take on Minnesota. Those games will be here. It'll be really interesting to see what the crowds are like for that, considering it's a September series against Minnesota during the week. I mean, the fans have been outstanding on the weekends. Outstanding. I mean, they've been throwing 100,000 plus in every weekend, at least 90,000 plus every weekend. And now, you know, you look at this and you say, well, I wonder what it's going to look like when Minnesota's here. Because, I mean, that could be a point, I don't know, with Minnesota. That could be a series where they could actually clinch. If they can get start at least a playoff spot, I would think that for sure that they would have a – I don't know. That's tough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's about 7 games before the end of the season. So you would think that would probably be the right time. They could clinch the Central there if they could take out Minnesota there. But you've got a little bit in between you because you've got to finish the series with Kansas City. Then you've got the Dodgers. Then you've got the White Sox. And for some reason, this team that's absolutely – horrible in Chicago. We got to talk about Grady Sizemore from last night here coming up in a bit too. And then Tampa before you actually see Minnesota. They're heading in the right direction, but why are they heading in the right direction? I think that's one of the questions that I want you to tell me. So why don't you? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. A week ago, they were on the gurney and you thought they were slipping away. You didn't necessarily think.
Menigan did. Thus his choice of music.
Which one?
Slip sliding away.
That was me. It was 100% me. I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
Okay.
That was me.
You were wrong.
Like they were. I wasn't. They had slips. They were slipping away. Look, they
and they're back.
Yeah, they had a 9-game lead and they let it slip away.
And they're back.
That's not a. That's factual. That's not something that, you know. And now they've been able to do it, but how and why and do you trust it? And you know, I don't know. I look at this team and they're hot now. And man, if they can stay this way, this could be a really, really fun fall. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.